Okay, today is Tuesday, 15th day of the month of Sivan, Tavshinayin Tes. This is the introduction to Maseches Erechin for the Daf Yomi. Okay, Rabotai, starting Maseches Erechin, and what I'd like to do is try to give an understanding about what the principle of Erech Olai is. After all, if you look at it simply, and some do look at it simply with one twist, it doesn't seem radically different than somebody who says, I want to donate X number of dollars to the Mikdash. That's what it does. You make a statement, I want to give my value, I want to give your value, you want to give my value, and so on and so forth. So the Torah has a set list of how much each person is worth. And what you do is you take your money out of your pocket, you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and it goes to the Bedek HaBayis for the general maintenance and welfare of the Beis HaMikdash. And that can be accomplished simply by saying, Harei Olai Mana LeBedek HaBayis. I'd like to make a contribution to the Beis HaMikdash. One day there'll be a shul on the Har HaBayis, so when you get an aliyah, they'll give tzedakah to whom? To the Har HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash. And so what's so unique about that you need a whole Masechta and a whole Parsha of the Torah of Erech Olai? It's just a different way of being noder, donating money to the Beis HaMikdash. So why does the Torah set aside an entire Parsha of Erki Olai? So I want to explain how the mechanism of Erech operates, and one is a very big chiddush, and it's not mine, it's based on Rishonim, and at least you can understand, according to that second opinion, the uniqueness of the halacha of Erechin. But the standard interpretation is as follows. Under normal circumstances, if I would like to say, I want to donate my value to the Beis HaMikdash, I do not use the words Erki Olai. I want to donate your value to the Beis HaMikdash. How are we going to determine mine and your value? Nothing to do with the Torah.
Slave market.
Exactly, slave market. You see the value, how much somebody is worth in the shuk. So the way the neder is fulfilled is by establishing the value of the individual, which is done in a standard, somewhat subjective way. It depends on, you know, what the slave market is looking for. But we can understand it in terms of defining what is value. When you have Erech, so if you take a look at the Rugachev's language, and he's just mimicking, but he used the language which a lot of people are quoting, and on the top of page 1, Umuchach, Desvirulei de Erechin, Heveshuma, Shishamsa HaTorah Osokach, Lo Begeder Gzeros HaKosov. In other words, possibility number one of saying Erech Olai is that the amount that has been described by the Torah, starting from a baby who is Miben Chodesh Vamala, going to somebody who is 20, and so on and so forth, you can simply say that has no connection to human worth. It's Gzeiros HaKosov. That's what the Pasuk says. So in the yeshiva world, you don't like to say it's just the Gzeiros HaKosov. You want to see what is the Gzeiros HaKosov telling me. And what is the Gzeiros HaKosov telling me? That the halacha of Erechin is also a halacha of contributing value of an individual. But it's not the value that is established by whom? By the slave market. It is the value that is established by the Torah. But the contribution of Erechin is indeed to contribute somebody's value. The only difference between simply making a pledge, Harei Olai, I am promising to donate your value, my value, is that when I make it based contingent on my assumption, I identify it based on the slave market. Here, if you say the words Erech Alai, the Torah itself is providing the Shuma. But it is a function of Shuma. I am intending to give my value or someone else's value. And in fact, there is discussion amongst Rishonim and Acharonim, not for today, what happens if the Ma'arich has no concept of this particular idea? He has no idea whatsoever that he's being mischayev himself based on his value. He just says, Erech Alai, doesn't understand what he's actually engaged. It might be that the Erechin has zero value whatsoever. Because one of the keys in relationship to Nidarim in general is that the person should understand what he's saying. Ki Yafli, that's the word. Ki Yafli. And Yafli has many interpretations, as our scholar residents pointed out the Shabbos. But one of the interpretations is that it's expressed in the most clear possible terms. Clear possible terms makes an assumption that I understand what's happening. But the halacha is based on a thought that I am going to go ahead and give value, but it is the value that is assigned by the Torah, not necessarily the value assigned by the human slave market. In which case, I can hear a little why the Torah created such a parsha, although it's still pretty difficult. Why would the Torah create its own independent Shuma simply based on the fact that I use the word Erech versus the words Harei Alai? Logic still is a little lacking. Why the Torah created such a new category just because I used a different language? Very difficult.
Same concept of Matzah Shekel. Right. Everyone gives the same...
But that's not a value issue. We understand
but
that.
But everyone gives the same amount of money.
Because you want to count
from
people.
But from God's perspective, everyone has the same value.
But it doesn't. God's perspective, if everybody would give you a Matzah Shekel, it would have a Musadar.
Right.
That we think that everybody is determined by the slave market. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not the case. There are different ways, there are different in Erechin, for men, for women, age. So therefore, it's not that.
It's potentially.
I would hear that. I would be much happier with that. But to state
but,
that.
But it's not the current value. When you purchase something based on the future, the potential value. So from aspect of potentiality, everyone has the same value. But I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah.
Philosophical.
Yeah. Much too philosophical. Okay. So that's position number one. However, a much more sophisticated interpretation will emerge. It'll take me a couple of minutes just to develop.
So what's his definition then?
It's Shuma.
So just a regular Shuma, but not Gzeiras HaKasuv.
No, correct. But what is the Gzeiras HaKasuv? Yeah. That is your Shuma. It's not a Gzeiras HaKasuv, an arbitrary figure. It's that it's related to your value, but it's not the value of how much you're worth in the slave market. That's what his point is, that it's a halacha in Shuma, just as if I said Harei Alai.
Okay.
Harei Alai is undoubtedly a halacha in Shuma. What?
Prefixed.
It's prefixed, yes, yes. But it is a halacha in Shuma. Good. A similar statement is made, even though this is going to be a springboard, if you go to page number 3 for a minute, a comment by the Sfarno where in the Parsha of Kadosh Li B'Kol Bechor, in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel, where the Torah tells us that you're supposed to redeem a young child for what? Five sloy. So the Sfarno says, if you look in the second line, Upidyon nafsham hu ha'erech hamefurosh leben chodesh beparshas erchen. The five slotim for Pidyon HaBen is not just an arbitrary figure; it's the exact amount that the Torah. Tells you in Parshas Erechin that a child who's miben chodesh v'mala is worth chameshes five silver pieces. Now, that's pidyon, and I'm going to come back to it in a second. I don't think he's just. I don't think the Sfarno is just haphazardly. Oh, this is five silver. He's going to tell us something about what Erchin is, and it will be very similar to what happens during a Pidyon HaBen. We'll get back to it in a minute. Go to page number 4 for a minute. This is a famous Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. Kol shechayavin al mishum shvus. The Mishnah says that whatever is prohibited on Shabbos based on Issa D'Rabbanan applies on Yom Tov as well. And the Mishnah gives examples. And three lines after the Mishnah starts, I don't have to do all the cases, Elu hein mishum mitzvah, lo makdishin, velo ma'arichin, velo machrimin, velo matbiin trumus u'maiser. Any time where you are involved in a mitzvah, but that mitzvah involves a change in status of an item, and it now goes from chol to hegdesh, is asur midrabanan gzeira of mekach u'memkach. One of the things that are listed is our Mishnah of ma'arichin. You are not permitted to engage in erech on Shabbos and Yontif. No erchin on Shabbos and Yontif. Fine. That's what the Mishnah says. Let us continue for a second. Page number 5. Now, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos tells us, Poskin tzedakah la'aniyim b'Shabbos. You are permitted to make an appeal to contribute monies to tzedakah on Shabbos. We all do it, make appeals, not in Rina too frequently make appeals, but we all grew up in shuls where they made appeals, Yedemutik and Donishtik for bonds and UJA and this local yeshiva and this hospital and everything. There's still shuls today that sell aliyahs. For Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and other times. So the fact that I make a neder to the Beis HaMikdash under those circumstances is permitted on Shabbos. Just as an aside, based on that halacha that we do, the Rav always recommended that when a person gets an aliyah, they should not say ba'avusha ninodim matana lebeis HaKnesses. You should specify the amount. And the reason being is because nidrei tzedakah achal even belev. You don't have to articulate them in order to be chal. A regular neder, which I say, I'm gonna buy tickets for the Yankee game tonight. I'm gonna buy Yankee tickets. That cannot be chal belev. It requires articulation. Nidrei tzedakah achal belev. So if the gabbai gives you a good aliyah, and you felt good about that, he gave you not,
Actually,
right, exactly. You got shishi, you got a seres hadibros, you got the shira. So at the moment you thought, I'm going to give $100 to the Beit Knesset. Then when it comes time to pay, you take out your checkbook. It's regular $18. You're not yotzei the neder. Because since at the moment I thought this aliyah is worth significant more, it's chal. That's why he said, just take care of it right at the beginning, identify how much you want to give, so then you're covered on this part. Fine. So Tosfos asks the question, Poskin tzedakah la'aniyim b'Shabbos, Timhani, es is b'amira avundeh, amai shari, why is it permitted to make contributions to tzedakah on Shabbos. The hatnan, a magdishin. We just learned the Mishnah in Beitzah. You're not permitted to be makdish things to the Beis HaMikdash, not permitted to be ma'arif. Umatzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel Zal, shelo osru elo lahagdish kli yadua. If I want to donate this tape recorder to the Beis HaMikdash, that I can't do. I can't be makdish the tape recorder. Mishum the mechse kemekach omemkar kemekach omemkar. But simply to contribute an amount to the Beis HaMikdash without donating an article, that is not included on the Isur, the Gzeira of Mekach Umemkar, and that is why, suggested the Rabbeinu Chananel, why you are permitted to what? To donate to Tzedakah on Shabbos. So ask the next kasha. Don't look! What is Tosis' next question going to be? How what?
Why can't you do
Erechin? What is Erechin? I don't donate anything of substance. I donate my value. That's the same thing as contributing money. That's Tosis' kasha. Asks Tosis, Ve'adayin ein noachli. I am not pleased with Rabbeinu Chananel's teretz. Why? The ha'ei marichin lav kli yaduahu. Va'afilu hachi asur. So why should Erchin be asur on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So to this, go to page number 6. We will see the Shulte Hagiboyrim in Masechas Avodah Zarah says chidush atzum about Erchin. Venira, I bracketed, it's on towards the bottom. I know it's small print, that Shulte Gebayrim is always small print. Venira, the Hegdesh Kazeh, Shemichayev Atzmo Loseis Kach Vakach, Lo Domi Lomekach Omemka. Umishim Hachi, Shaper Domi, Mashim Ma'arichin, Mishabosos, Vyomim Tovim, Hamitzvos, Bebet HaKnesset. The Koshkin, the Chovos Hayom Ninu. Fine, that's his answer, fine. Now he's going to say, Vehevi Aran Dvarav, I'll get you the exact objection. He writes, he quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Kosov, the Ein Nochin Lo Divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, the Akate Ike Erke Yolai, She'eno Magdish Kli Yadua, Afilo Hochi Amrinon, the Ein Marichin. Eino Nirali Kushya. I don't understand Tosis and the Ran's question. The Yeshloima, the Gam HaOmer Erki Olai, have a Makdish Shapir Kli Yadua. When you are engaged in Erech, you are donating something to the Beis HaMikdash. What is that? The Hainu Gufo Atzmo. Gufo Atzmo, the gufo v'atzmo shu magdisho, elishe podeyu achakach miyad hahegdesh bidmei erko, vidomi lemetach umemkar. Wow, what a chidush about Erechin! You know what is unique about the lashon of Erechin? It is not at all like Harei Halai. When I say Harei Halai, all I am doing is what? Contributing my value to the Beis HaMikdash. But nothing happens to me. When I am saying Erki Olai or Erech Ploni Olai, what I am actually doing is donating myself to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm donating you to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Torah simply tells you, whenever you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need my tables that I'll donate to the Beis HaMikdash. They're very nice, but what do I need them for? So what does Hegdesh do? They have an auction, and people are poda it. You contribute the money, and then the table goes home. So too says the Shulte HaGibayrim, when the Torah fixes how much you pay for the Erechin, it has nothing to do with Shuma. What is it based on? It is Pidyon. Pidyon the person. very much akin to Sfarno's remark about Pinyon HaBen. Because a child is kadosh. He's kadosh merechem imo. So too is an animal that is that gives birth to its firstborn. It's automatically kadosh. And what are we supposed to do in the case of an animal korban? You have to go ahead and be makrovit. Case of a human being, you have to redeem it. So too, the unique halacha of erchem. When I saw this, I fell off my chair. Should have asked you to put your seatbelts on first. Yeah.
Only problem is, so why does it make a difference if you're marach me or I'm marach myself? How come there's no chomash added? If it's an issue of
pidyon. Okay, that's it.
Well, that's how pidyon
that's,
works.
That's exactly how pidyon works.
So it should be different. Yet the Torah says it. It's irrelevant. How
oh, okay. Chris, that's the gzeiros hakasuv.
Not just
okay. That's the gzeiros hakasuv. Okay. Right. What is that?
Not
just shalom. Yeah, that's also a good question. It's a good question. I'm just trying to show you something unique about what erchin is. I didn't make this up. I think it's a very interesting, nice concept, and it puts erchin in a very unique category above and beyond nodrin and nidorin. That's for sure. A regular neder.
But it doesn't fit
otherwise,
any other pidyon. Why?
Oh, okay. Doesn't fit all of them. Okay.
Anyway.
But it does fit some of them, and. Okay. You're too much your father, that's all. So,
I'm just asking a simple question.
I acknowledge you, but when you come up with a chiddush like that, it doesn't have to be exactly to appreciate the chiddush. So that's what he says, that it's demei pidyon, not demei shavyon. Very big chiddush. Okay, so now let's see. So just keep that in mind. Let's try to do the daf. Says the Mishnah, Hakol ma'arichin v'ne'erachin. Everybody can establish their value and be established value by somebody else. Nodrin v'nidarin. Somebody can make a pledge to simply say, demei olai, I want to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash, or somebody else will say that you want to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody is included in both of these expressions. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Nashim, V'avadim. Tumtum, V'androgynis. Nodrin, V'nidarin, U'ma'arichin. Avolo, Ne'erachin, She'eno Erech. A tumtum and androgynis. If somebody would say, by a tumtum and androgynis, they have value, they do have some value in the slave market, but based on the Torah's definition, the halacha is, it has to be zachar vadai and nekeva vadois. So in order to appreciate the establishment of the Torah, it's based on a gzeres hakasuv, that tumtum and androgynous will not be in the parsha of ne'erachim. Cheresh, Shoite, V'katan, Nidorin, V'ne'erachin, Avalo Nodrin, V'lo Marichin, B'nei She'en Lohem Das. Somebody can establish their value by declaring, I would like to be, I want to be Ma'arich, Erki, or Erech, such a katan, Olai, I want to donate his value. This Cheresh, I want to donate the Cheresh's value. But the Chereshet of a katan cannot do it themselves, for themselves or for someone else, because they don't have das, and as a result, doesn't take place. Now, when the Mishnah said Nashim va'avadim, Tosfos deals with the issue, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, as to how in the world are they expected to pay for their obligations. After all, they don't own any assets. So Tosfos says, Tosfos quotes Rashi, Rashi says that indeed when the chiyuv is generated, there is no expectation to pay whatsoever. It is talking about either nizgarsha or nisalmana or nishtachara. The slave was freed, the wife was widowed or divorced. Under those circumstances, she now has assets, so she can pay it off. However, at the time of the time that she is still married or still a slave, there is no expectation whatsoever for her to pay, and so the neder still will continue, perhaps for many years. Tosis himself says no, and one of the explanations of Tosis is that you should never, the halacha should never allow somebody to engage in a vow for which it's almost guaranteed to violate Baal Ta'acher. Not necessarily Al Yachel, but Baal Ta'acher. You're going to delay, you know, you're going to be married for another 20 years. Every Sholosh Regalim or every Regel, whenever you violate Baal Ta'acher. So therefore, that would be unusual. So Tosfos says, no, that the woman, when she makes the Eruch, she has assets of her own. Somebody gave her something, Al Minas, that hubby or master shall have nothing to do with it. So the halacha is, you are allowed to be makne something to a woman, al minas, that the wife, that the husband has nothing in charge. You're allowed to be makne something to an eved, al minas, that the master has nothing involved in it. And as such, she can redeem the erech right now. And many claim, according to Tosfos, this is not just a way of doing it, but it's the highly recommended route for a woman to engage in if she does not have her act. Indeed, she should not. That's not, they're debating whether she's allowed to engage in Erech, or she's allowed to, but it's highly recommended not to because of the possibility of violating Baal Ta'acher.
Could you say that Tosfos is arguing with Shilti Gibora? Is he, in the next part of Tosfos, compares it to Neder Nedarim? So if he's saying that this Erechin is Nedarim are kind of parallel, he's not saying the Chiddush, saying that it's this new
Abrabidian. Okay, that's possible. Yes, it is possible. Yes, but he simply holds it's Shuma, but it's a special Shuma.
Right.
Yes, like the first interpretation. Yes. Continues to Gemara. As the Gemara often does, or almost always does, when it introduces with a broad, sweeping, inclusive statement such as Akal, the Gemara is going to spend the entire Amud trying to figure out what does this come to include. And some of them are pretty difficult to understand. Hakol ma'arichin la'asuye mai, answers the Gemara, la'asuye mufla samuch le'ish. A mufla samuch le'ish, came across it in the Nedarim and in other locations, that under normal circumstances, a child becomes a bar mitzvah when he's 13, not less than that. And he can be the most intelligent person in the world, but his statements are halachically invalid and so on and so forth. However, by Neder, based on Gzeris HaKasuv, we darshan a mufla hasamach la'ish, a child who is over 12, and has the understanding about what he is about to make a vow, he understands the significance of his vow, under those circumstances, the halacha is that he is included mid de oraisa in this particular halacha. So here too, hakol marichin comes to be to include a mufla hasamach le'ish is included in the halacha of Ne'erach. Ne'erachin la'asuye mai la'asuye menuvol u'mukoshchin. Salkedai techamina neder be'erkecha kisiv. Neder in accordance with your worth. Kol shi yeshno bedamim yeshno be'erchin. Anybody who has objective value in the marketplace is included in erchin. Kol she'eino bedamim, eino be'erchin. So I could have thought that a mukoshchin and a menuvels, it's hard to translate what it means, a menuvel. Like everybody says, when you see it, you know it. Knows a menuvel. So such a person, again, it's hard to say this, that a human being should have no value whatsoever in the eyes of a person. No value whatsoever in the eyes of a person. It's hard to say. Even no matter what physical condition you're in, it's hard to say that he has no value whatsoever. Yes, in the slave market, we understand that. People will not be interested in selling, in purchasing. That I understand. But to say you have no value whatsoever is a little difficult. Kamash Malan, Nifashos de Kolduhu, they do have some value, and therefore that's the chiddush. The Hava means they have no value. The chiddush is, you know what, they have a shtickle value. Okay.
Why isn't it? Why are we using that literally? That it's like it is what's in the slave market. Since they have no value in the slave market, you might have thought they weren't eligible for Eretz.
That's exactly the Hava means.
So it's not. Why is it? Why is that hard to understand?
Why is it?
Because to
he can't do work, but he's not valued in the slave market.
Okay.
But
he can do work. Okay,
but he, exactly, he's just his physical appearance.
It's more like a mafresh behemoth balmul, right?
It's okay. I hear what you're saying, but in today's society, it's hard to, you have to be careful, you know, what you say. Right, let's keep going. Nidorin la'asuye mai. Excuse me. Nodrin la'asuye mai. Answers the Gemara. Nidorin itzrechlei. I don't really need a chiddush for, there is no chiddush for hakol nodrin, but there is a chiddush for hakol nidarin. So once I say hakol nidarin, I also include hakol nodrin. What is the chiddush? Nidarin lasuye mai, I lasuye tumtim vandroginos, behedyoktani luhu. Says it black on white. That they are nidarin, but ain't nodrin. The ilah suye chereshoy tevakatan behedyukatani lahu. The Mishnah says that they're included, that they can be ne'erachin or nidarin. Ilah suye pachas ben chodesh behedyukatani lahu. In the next Mishnah it says that if it's pachas ben chodesh, they're included in nidarin and not in ne'erachin. The ilah suye oyved kechavim behedyukatani lahu. If you wanted to say that it comes to include a guy, well, that's also, it says that a guy is black and white included in the parsha of Nidorin. Answers the Gemara. Liyoylam lasuye pachas beben chodesh. Vitani vahada mefarish. It's the ultimate cop out. That really, this Mishnah, Hakol Nidorin, is to tell you that you can be no dare the value of a child less than 1 month old for Nidorin, not for Ne'erachin. However, and so why does the Mishnah say it here and there? Well, here it's just telling you, it's explaining it in the next Mishnah. Not a terribly big chiddush, but that's what the Gemara says. Hakol somchin la'asuye mai. So now the Gemara is going to go off on a
tangent.
What?
Super tangent.
On a super tangent. Just to find other phrases in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, where the phrase Hakol applies, having nothing to do with our Mishnah. Survey of Shas. Hakol somchin la'asuye mai. This is talking about smicha for a korban. And the halacha is that in order to do smicha for a korban, it is the balim's responsibility. The balim's responsibility. No one else. So the Gemara answers, my lasuya yoresh, that if the father made a neder on a korban, and he died before he was makriv the korban, so when the son brings the korban as his yoresh, the halacha is he can make smicha. Udilo ke Rabbi Yehuda. And this does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Sanya, Yoresh, Somech, Yoresh, Meimar. A Yoresh can be make smicha, and a Yoresh can engage in tmura. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimar. Tmura, as everybody knows, it's the next Masechta. Somebody donates a korban, declares a korban as a korban, and then decides this is animal is either not good enough or too good to give to the Beis HaMikdash, and he makes a switch. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do so. Lo yachlifenu tov bara o ra b'tov. However, if you did so, v'hayahu usmuraso yeh kodesh, both of them become kadosh, and you get 80 malkus on top of that. It's one of the most...
Is that a machlokes with the 40?
Of course. It's machlokes Rameh and the Chachamim. Right. So I'm just exaggerating. just to show what a wonderful opportunity this is to really incur consequence. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda, korbano. He darshens the word korbano, drash, velo korban aviv, but not the korban of your father. The yalif. Chilas hegdesh misof hegdesh ma sof hegdesh yoresh eno somer af chilas hegdesh yoresh eno meimar. So too in relationship to he compares smicha to tmura, just as smicha I just eliminated a yoresh. That it, because it has to be korbano, so too at the beginning when I start being makdish this animal, and that's when you engage in tmura, it's only korbano velo yoresh. V'rabbanan homer yomir l'rabos es hayoresh. The rabbanan disagree and say that there is an extra word. It says im homer yomir. So the extra word, I darshan that not only the original owner, but a yoresh also can engage in tmura. V'alfinan sof hegdesh v'tchilas hegdesh. Ma tchilas hegdesh yoresh meimar. And I will compare the beginning of the hegdesh, when I dedicate this animal, doing it inappropriately, but I dedicate it to sof hegdesh. That's smicha. Af sof hegdesh yoresh somer. The Rabbanon, hi, korbano, my avdilei. What do the Rabbanon do with the halacha, with the pasuk of korbano? Answers the Gemara, korbano, velo korban oivet kachavin. Korbano, velo korban chaveiro. Korbano, velo lirabos, kol bale chuvrin lismicha. They darshan three things. Two mi'utim and one ribui. Two mi'utim is that there is no halacha of smicha in relationship to a guy. Guy is not, even though a guy is allowed to bring a korban. There is no halacha of smicha if I bring somebody else's korban to the Beis HaMikdash. But there is a halacha that all shutfin, if you bring a korban hashutfin, everyone is obligated to make smicha. And in fact, Rishonim point out that they cannot make smicha all together. They can't all put their hands on, because my hand is considered a chatzitza between your hand and the korban. And therefore it requires each person to separately put their hands on and make a smicha for the korban. Yeah. The Rabbi Yehuda, l'rabos kol balei chuvrin l'smicha lesle. He holds that indeed a korban brought by shutfin, the halacha is not chayv in smicha. There is no smicha.
That sounds like the difference between the gufa and mitzvahs.
Correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Does mean only one of the shutfin just has to do smicha?
What?
Maybe it was only one of the shutfin that can do smicha.
That's the machloikis. Well, what's the chi of a smicha? Is it if it's on the gavra or each korban requires it? Right.
No, Rashi points out that it's one guy does it, and it's he's like the shliach.
So mechlekula.
So there, it's basically
right, that's,
there,
well,
there,
that's Rashi's there, opinion. Yes, that's correct. Right. The inami islay, and even if he wanted to assume that Rabbi Yehuda does acknowledge the halacha that shutfin requires smicha, still he can learn it out because ove kacham v'chaveroi mechad kro nafke. He can learn out in a gentile no smicha and no smicha for your friend's korban from the same pasuk, and therefore Isirulei trey. He's got two. He's got an extra korban to dar. Extra korban no to darshan, namely chad korbano velo korban aviv. The idach lirabos kol bali chuvrin l'smicha. Yes.
So this korban aviv. This is if this is before they split the estate up, then it's still not considered korban aviv.
That's another machloik is called about tfusas habayis. What happens to a status of a, what is the halachic status amongst the Yorushim.
Right.
Isn't that they own the estate together, but neither of them has a set chelek? Or do we say it's as if they divided it up, and then when they finally divide it up, we will apply what famous halacha?
Brayer. That's machlokes.
That's the machlokes. Yes, Brayer.
Said a couple of blocks ago.
Correct.
At the end of.
Okay, so that's the halacha.
Whatever we just did.
That's the halacha. So assuming it would be a lot better if this Gemara would operate with the fact that we don't say Breira, and therefore the both brothers, all of the children, simply don't, they don't own it definitively, this particular, so it's not really Korban, no.
Right, right.
It makes more sense. Right. Yeah.
So you're saying maybe, are you trying to say maybe the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham
might involve
might be that.
Yeah. Right. About the Rabbos, about whether you are somech Korban Aviv, might be about
maybe
that.
But yet, yet the Gemara there
doesn't quote this.
Doesn't quote this.
I know. Listening. He's waiting for your kasha.
Exactly.
Here we have with his
so I'm asking. I'm waiting for the answer.
The next version.
So, yeah.
So the Gemara is using it either as a replay or a meter.
Correct. Which I don't think you see too frequently that the same Tana will use the same word and use it to be memai two halachas and to be marbe another halacha. You don't find that too, and that always supports in general about drashot chazal. It's in just a minute to just 30 seconds to talk about it. Drashot chazal. Are of sometimes very difficult to understand. They seem to be, you know, far-fetched and so on and so forth. But what are the purpose of Drashas Chazal? So there is one theory that all Midrashei Halacha are what we call Medrash Mikayim. In other words, the Halacha was in Torah Shebaal Peh from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. But when Torah Shebaal Peh started being attacked by a variety of sects, so Chazal were looking for something in Torah Shebaal Peh to hang the halacha on, to hang their hat on. So they could darshan it in the most unusual, bizarre fashion. As long as they found a hook in the Torah, fine. So if that's the case, what's the problem? Anything goes. However, there is another school of thought, and the Rambam seems to support this, that Drashas Chazal were not Medrash Mikayim. They are Medrash Yotzer. The Bezdin are the ones who create these halachas through their drashas. And that's why the Rambam says that when one Bezdin engages, as is in Hilchos Rambam, black on white, that when one Bezdin creates a halacha, the next Bezdin can say, oh no, they misinterpreted the pasuk. That's not the way to darshan it. And they eliminate the halacha. If all of these halachas have already been established, Mimayshim, Misinai, and they're in Torah Shebaal Peh, how does one Bezdin say, this halacha doesn't exist any longer? Because we have a different way of looking at it? It's a very novel approach, but the Rambam says it consistently, that that is one of the functions of Sanhedrin HaGadol, that they have a right to darshan and darshan psukim and say, this halacha doesn't exist because I don't like the drash of that particular bezin.
Can we throw out, Chachma and Minyan too on this concept?
So the Rambam happens to say that Chachma and Minyan is only a function for Gzeros and Chakanas. He covered himself in that regard.
But I was going to say, Rashi just points out, I think that's what Rashi is trying to allude to, that they're really connected. You know, since the Pasuk tells me that a chaver, I can do it for my friend, so therefore, it's when it comes to include shufas, it's tohu bezeh. So it's not really two apples of grenades.
Correct.
It's really two sides of the coin. Maybe that's what Rashi is trying
very,
to allude to.
That is correct. I like that. Good. That's what Rashi says. Yes. Good. Let's continue. The Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Homer Yomir, my Ovidle, Miboyele Lirabos Esoisha. I need this to teach me that a woman is in the Parsha as well. Why? Desanya Lefisha. This is one of the most difficult lines in the Gemara. Lefisha Kol Ha'inyan Eno Midaber Ela Beloshen Zachar. Ma Sofenu Lirabos Esoisha. The entire Parsha of Tmura only is written Beloshen Zachar. So why do I have a Havamin of including a woman that she can engage in Tmura as well? Talmud Loimar, Therefore, Talmud Loma v'im hamer yamir. Therefore, the second word comes to teach me that that it's acceptable that a woman can do it as well. The Rabbanan may vi'im. The Rabbanan who use hamer yamir for something else, the extra word vi'im hamer yamir could have said im hamer. That extra vav you learn out women. The Rabbi Yehuda vi'im lo darush. So Tosfos asks the question, and he sends you to Tmura, and all this Tmura does is the exact same, Tosfos exact same thing, word for word. I don't know what he's adding there. I thought he would add something. But the question is, the entire Torah was written b'lashon zachar. And we have a general rule that in relationship, hishva hakosov isha le'ish l'chol onshin sheba Torah. Whenever we're dealing with an onesh in the Torah, and Tmura certainly is an onesh, a punishment, it's not a mitzvah saseh to do it. Under those circumstances, women are included, like every other guideline in the Torah that deals with don't do this, and here's the onesh. So why would I need a pasuk to include women in Tmura, and I don't require a pasuk to include them in anything else? Yes.
I think I have a nice one.
Let me hear this.
Because we just said beforehand that by Isha, smicha is a question, whether or not she can or can't. And then we iskish smicha to Homer Yomer. So if you hold a woman can't do smicha, maybe she can't do Tmura, and therefore you need a pasuk to include by Tmura, so to include her over here.
Okay. Oh, that would make sense, right? So the machloikis is whether women are somech rishus,
correct,
or not chiyuv,
correct.
I don't think anybody says women are not allowed to make smicha.
Correct. But
I hear the hav. Since there's no chiyuv,
and we connected over here smicha to
very good.
That's true.
Very good. Continues the Gemara. Hakol chayavin besukkala suyemai. Everybody is obligated to sit in the sukkah. Answers the Gemara. Katan she'enu tzorech le'imo. A minor who doesn't need, when he wakes up, doesn't say, Mom, where are you? That child is already chayav in sukkah.
So Jewish men over 35.
What? Hakol chayavin belulav. La'asuye mai, la'asuye katan hayodeh l'na'aneya. A katan who knows how to make na'anuim. Disnan, katan hayodeh l'na'aneya, chayu belulav. So the principle which you should take out from this and some other Gemaras that they're going to mention in a second is that the mitzvah of chinuch does not apply when a child can just begin to engage in the mitzvah which he's about to be asked to train. It is only when he can do the mitzvah in its totality. So to pick up a lulav is all you need. Midoraisa, as the Gemara says, midat be nafat be. You pick up the lulav and you go to the mitzvah. That a kid can do when he's 5 years old. But he has to understand the nanuim, and the nanuim, he has to know what the nanuim are, how to do it in the right direction, if you're a stin sheed or a misnag de sheed, how to do the nanuim, and then he's now fully capable of doing the mitzvah, so the chiyuv of chinuch is generated. The Brisker Rav claims that from this halacha, that katan hayadeh l'naneya, we can conclude that Nanuim is not just an added din midrabanan, it is part of the definition of ulakachtem. How much ulakachtem do you need in order to fulfill the mitzvah? You need kidel to the nananeya. But indeed, just picking up the lulav itself, you're not really mekayim the mitzvah midoraisa. It's a very big chiddush of the Brisker Rav. Next. Hakol. Hakol chayim betzitzis lasuye mai lasuye katan hayodea lehisatev desanya katan hayodea lehisatev chay betzitzis hakol chayovin betfilin lasuye mai lehisuye katan hayodea lishmar tfilin desanya katan hayodea lishmar tfilin aviv lokeach lutfilin. Shmiras Hatfilin, that's what the Mishnah says in Sukkah, where it quotes all of these cases together. It means that a katan should understand that there is Kedushas Tfilin, and he does whatever is necessary to protect Kedushas Tefillin. One, he doesn't wear them at night. Two, he understands that if he has to pass gas, he takes his Tefillin off. And unless you are Shomer Kedushas Tefillin, there is no chiyuv of yeah. In fact, the Rav once suggested that our practice of reciting two brachos on the mitzvah of tefillin, the Rambam sheet is you don't make two brachas. You say lohaniyat tefillin and you put on shel yad and shel rosh. And the only time you make a second bracha is if you are mafsik, sach ben tefillin l'tefillin. But otherwise you don't. But our practice is, the Rav always suggested that one is for the mitzvah of hanacha, and the other one is to acknowledge that I'm aware of Kedushas Tefillin. Al Mitzvah Tefillin, that I'm going to take care and be cognizant of Kedushas Tefillin while they're on my head. Hakol chayavin bere'iyah la'asuyeimai. Everybody is chayav in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So let me just say something about this. So right ahead.
It's just interesting the difference in the language between tzitzis and tefillin, where it's katan, it's chayav with tzitzis, and here it's chayav aviv lokeach tefillin. It doesn't say that the kid's actually going to use the tefillin. It just says that the father has sort of
the Ramah quotes this halacha, and if you look at the sheet of the Kabetzis, I was reading it, he has a couple of reasons that it's different.
Okay.
When it comes to tzitzis, it's only chobis. If you have tzitzis, you have to put them on.
Chobis habege.
Right, but tefillin, you have to
buy.
You have to buy. You have to own it. And in those days, they all wore tefillin, so you can't borrow somebody's. You have to buy it. But tzitzis, if you don't have tzitzis,
the indication is you buy it, the kid gets to use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a machloikis as to how to understand last week. Last week, as you well know, was the 7 days of Tashlumin of Korbanos HaRegel. So there's a fundamental machloikis, how to understand what's happening. Everybody agrees that the primary chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel is only on the first day of Yontov. Everyone agrees that. The rest of Yontov is only Tashlumin. But there are two ways to look at the Tashlumin. The standard way is that the chiyuv is always day number one. But you have 6 additional days to engage in the fulfillment. Number two is that day number one is the chiyuv. After the first day, the chiyuv passes to day number two. Day number three is now the makeup of day number two. But the chiyuv was generated on day number two. If that day passes, now it keeps switching. And the difference is going to be about somebody who was exempt on day number one. Are they chayiv to bring the korban on day number two? If the chayiv is always day number one and the next 6 are tashlumin, then somebody who is exempt the first day is indeed exempt all 6 days. But if the chayiv keeps transferring, so if on day number one he was sick, he was whatever it was, we'll talk Kamazem. Then day number two he was cured, he was healthy, the new chiyuv sets in on day number two and he's chayiv to bring the korbanos of Aliyah L'Regel. So we'll see some of these cases. Hakol chayiv Maria lasuye mai. Lasuye mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. So, pater min aria. So, why? Because an eved is pater, so this guy is also pater.
He's included, that's it.
Lasuya, to include him. Right, exactly. So I'm sorry, yes. Ulu Ravina da Ama Misha Chetsiyav Chetsimachan Pataman Aria. What does it come to include? Lasuya Chiger Biyom Rishon Vinispashet Biyom Sheni. Chiger is somebody who can't walk independently. He needs something to help him walk. Such a person
can't.
So it's interesting. We're very makpid that when you say Shmon Esrei, you should say Shalosh Pa'amei Rigolenu, not Raglenu. But yet, the drash is based on the fact as if it said Raglenu, using your feet. So, enough said. Ha'ani Chalaman Amar Kulan Tashlumen Zelo Zeh. Here is the case. If you say that each day is a makeup for the other, I can understand on the second day, this chiger, suddenly his injury was cured, he can walk on his own two feet, he's chayav. But if you say that they're all a tashlumen of day number one, under what circumstances should he be chayav? He was putter on day number one. He remains putter the entire 7 days. So lasuye mai, lasuye suma be'enav ba'achas me'enav. Udlo ki haitan. The sana Yochanan bin Dahavoy Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, suma ba'achas me'enav. Somebody's blood in one ear, putter in one eye, excuse me. Putter min ariyah. That would be some trick to be blind in one ear. Putter min ariyah. Shne emar. Yeroeh, yireh, kiderech shebal liros, kach bal liros. You should be seen the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you. Ma liros b'shtei enav, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you with what? With what? Two eyes. Af liros b'shtei enav. So too you shall be seen or appear with two eyes. Somebody who is a half slave, it means he's owned by two partners. One of the partners freed him. So now, what does he do in his half slave capacity? So, Oyved is Rabba Yom Echad, es Atzmo Yom Echad. The Rebbe Sila. He works for himself one day a week, he works for his master another day a week. Amr Lohem Beshamai, Tikanten es Rabba. You took care of the master, but he has service of him for 3 days. Vaha es Atzmo lo Tikanten. But you did not take care of all this person himself. He's in a limbo state. He cannot marry anybody. Lisa shivcha eno yachol, because he's what? He's a half freak. Lisa baschorin eno yachol, because he's a shivcha. Yivatel, should he not have the capacity to marry? V'halo lo nivra ha'olam elo l'piri of Arabia. Shinema lo so bira'a. Lo sheves yitzara, answers the Gemara. Elam ibnei tikun haolam. What do you do? Kofin es rabo the osir also ben chorin the kosef shtara chetzio damav. And so, what do? You compel the owner who still owes him to sell him, and now he becomes a free person. The chazru beis hillel lahoros kedivrei beis shamai, and beis hillel decided to change its mind. So Ravina's first statement, who said that a chatzi ben chorim is pater, was like the first time. But then, after Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, now a chatzi ever, chatzi ben chorim is going to be chayev, because we're going to compel the master. So he's chayev right now already. Even though he has not yet been free, that's the chiddush. Even though he's not yet free, he's still obligated to go to Aliyah LeRegel, because he will have the capacity to be free. Stop here. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
So this is for, I'm going to finish up.